fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, revolution. Radio! Radio.
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
July 2nd, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We have really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation is really appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531 every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're on your computer, go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click the green arrow every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time and hear Dr. Johnny live. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness but most important of all, the truth about our world and give you the tools that you can survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, and virus recovery expert. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The wicked witch, the witch is dead. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Well, when a military tribunal convicted Gretchen Whitmer of treason and sentenced her to hang by the neck until dead, the disgraced Michigan governor bewailed the verdict and accused Vice Admiral Doris Crandall of denying her right of counsel. She was taken to Camp Delta's version of death row, an isolated cell block apart from imprisoned detainees still awaiting their day in court, where she incessantly demanded a retrial to prove her innocence. The nagging irritated staff so much to the point of playing a cruel practical joke on Whitmer, who they nicknamed the witch. At 9 o'clock a.m., June 22nd, military police rousted Whitmer awake with good news, saying that Vice Admiral Crandall had unearthed exculpatory evidence supporting her claims of innocence and unilaterally revised the verdict to not guilty. They told Whitmer they had orders to escort her to Leeward Point Field, where a plane sat fueled up and waiting to fly her to freedom in Michigan without further delay. Whitmer reportedly grinned from ear to ear, smiling for the first time since her arrest on May 30th. An elated Whitmer was so relieved she made small talk with the MPs opening the rear door to the Hummer, applauding Admiral Crandall's willingness to judiciously evaluate her evidence and concede that she had committed no crimes. She said she was eager to resume her gubernatorial duties and even boasted of her presidential aspirations. After a few minutes, however, Whitmer wanted to know why the Hummer was traveling north toward Marine Hill instead of south to the ferry that carries people and vehicles between windward and leeward sides of the base. The driver told Whitmer that he needed to make a pit stop and grab her exoneration paperwork. Then Whitmer saw the clearing and the gallows and Vice Admiral Crandall and the hangman and the Navy chaplain standing on top of the gallows. "You lied to me," said Whitmer. She bewailed. "Minor error, not a lie," the driver replied. Whitmer protested, telling Admiral Crandall that the MPs had deceived her. No one, she complained, told her she'd be executed that day. The admiral was furious at the military police for violating protocol. They revealed that her whole purpose was to easily and willingly get her in the Hummer without her kicking and screaming. My Gitmo source told me that Admiral Crandall would deal with the mischievous military police another time and they will be disciplined for their uncensored humor, but said their inappropriate behavior had no bearing on Whitmer's fate. A different pair of MPs led her to the platform, and hangman slowly fitted the noose around her neck. As customary, the admiral asked Whitmer whether she had wanted last rites or a chance to make a statement, and she said the people she wished to speak to were Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The admiral instructed the hangman to flip the switch, and a second later, Whitmer was swinging from a rope. A guttural, gurgling sound escaped her lips, and she was officially pronounced dead several minutes later. And Admiral Crandall said, "Another COVID queen out of the way." Well, white hats have been working around the clock to eliminate deep state criminals and human traffickers, United States Navy SEALs on this past Sunday rescued hundreds of enslaved children from the hold of a crude oil tanker berthed at San Francisco Bay. The operation marks the second time in 2 years white hats have freed captive children from either cargo ships or tankers near the California coast, a waypoint in the child sex trafficking trade. Dr. Johnny reported on a similar incident in November 2021. On Saturday afternoon, an unknown tipster supplied the general's office with near real-time images of the emancipated children standing shoulder to shoulder in what appeared to be a belly of a commercial tanker. One macabre picture showed barely clothed kids packed together like a tin of sardines. Some children had visible wounds on their arms, legs, and faces, or torsos. General Smith's experts validated the images, metadata, and identified the vessel as the Dubai Brilliance, a Marshall Islands flagger supertanker anchored halfway between San Francisco and Alameda, California, in San Francisco Bay. The 63,000-ton vessel was built in 2011 by Brilliance Maritime, Inc., based in the United Arab Emirates. It can hold 20 million gallons of crude, or apparently unquantifiable number of children. Public navigation logs show the vessel arrived in San Francisco on June 12th with no listed departure date. Its most recent ports of call were Magstack, Norway, Wilhelmshaven, Germany, and Algeria, the latter of which was my source told me, has a history of child trafficking. After reviewing the images, General Smith contacted his white hat liaison, a U.S. Navy WARCOM in Coronado, asking whether a team was available to investigate the claims. My source would not say how many Navy SEALs or which teams took part in the rescue, but admitted that a sizable force left Coronado due to the number of children allegedly held captive and the possibility of encountering hostiles on the ship. He added that a white hat aligned Coast Guard cutter was put on standby to aid in the evacuation. After boarding the Dubai Brilliance at approximately 1:30 a.m. Sunday, the SEALs, without firing a single shot, neutralized 9 armed goons and slitted their throats. They found kidnapped children in 2 parts of the ship, the oil hold compartments and the crew quarters. The scene in the hold mimicked what SEALs had seen in the photographs. Hundreds of terrified children, many malnourished, huddled together as if for warmth, crying so loudly their wails echoed off the hull. The SEALs estimated most of the kids were preteens, though some were barely old enough to walk. None of the children discovered in the hold were Americans, meaning the traffickers had put them aboard the ship at other ports of call. But the adolescents found locked in the crew quarters were American citizens whom the kidnappers had brought to the boat while anchored in San Francisco Bay. A 12-year-old girl hugged her SEAL saviors, saying that bad, dirty men abducted her while she was riding a bicycle only a few yards from her doorstep home in San Francisco. A freshly kidnapped American children fared better than foreigners in the hold. They hadn't been confined long enough to sustain injuries or face starvation. The SEALs found 15 decaying corpses mixed among the living in the hold. A rescue operation began immediately, and the SEALs and Coast Guard used skiffs and the cutter to expeditiously exfoliate the tanker. My source would not quantify the exact number of children saved. It was in the hundreds, only that the hundreds were brought to the Coast Guard cutter and made several round trips from Almada to Dubois Brilliance. So the surviving foreign domestic children were brought to safety and are being identified so they can be returned to their proper families. Special forces also saved us from a deep state who were going to attack our country. I want you to hear this, because this is something that you only would read about in a spy novel. But these special forces, you know, this deep state was going to attack our country and its citizens literally with weapons of mass destruction. U.S. Marines last Friday raided a warehouse in South Carolina where scientists contracted to the deep state were building weapons of mass destruction to deploy against American citizens, my sources revealed from Eric Smith's office. Before Friday's success, White Hats had in the last 2 years investigated several leads about Biden cabal manufacturing small-scale weapons of mass destruction, you know, low-yield nukes, chemical weapon delivery systems, and biodisbursement units. But those tips led to dead ends and red herrings and wild goose chases and embarrassing moments for the White Hat leadership. My source candidly recounted an incident that took place in June of 2021. Acting on supposedly credible lead, White Hats boarded a fishing trawler off the coast of Florida. The vessel was purportedly held a biological agent that the Biden regime planned to release on Palm Beach, home of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The trawler, however, was empty except for a typewritten note that, you know, I won't say on the air, but it was a taunting note. Deep staters have a morbid sense of humor. They get pleasure when they waste our time and resources and manpower. We can't risk not investigating good intel. If one is credible and we miss it, the consequences would be unspeakable, my source said. But this South Carolina lead, he added, came from a federal fifth columnist who claimed nuclear physicists sympathetic to the deep state agenda and the Biden regime were nearing completion on two radiological devices that use californium-252. The term fifth columnist refers to a growing number of federal agents helping the White Hat effort. Californium-252 is an artificial element, one of nine reactor-produced isotopes suitable for radiological terror, with a half-life of about 898 years. It has military and commercial applications, particularly with the military and petroleum industries. While used in weapons of mass destruction, it contaminates the area around the dispersal agent conventional explosion with radioactive material. In other words, it was a dirty bomb, and they had many of those that they were developing right there at that warehouse, serving primarily as an aerial denial device against civilians. It is not to be confused with a nuclear explosion such as a fusion bomb, which produces blast effects far more than that achievable with conventional explosives. The fifth columnist said the weapons were stored in a maritime warehouse near Charleston, South Carolina, and that FEMA was guarding the location. He also claimed that Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction David Lasseter visited the warehouse on June 19th, but he went off the grid. He just disappeared. Counting weapons of mass destruction is a division of the Department of Homeland Security tasked with preventing attacks against the United States using a weapon of mass destruction. It seems they wanted to do just the opposite of their job requirement, my source revealed, adding the fifth columnist consented to a polygraph exam, which he passed with flying colors, a lie detector test. He had specific intel, didn't show deception at all. A decision was made and got eyes on the building, a maritime supply and a repair warehouse. Eliminate threats and recover those weapons before they vanish in thin air. Undercover Marines and U.S. Army chemical, biological, radiology, and nuclear specialists arrived in Charleston on the 21st and put surveillance on a commercial building whose empty gravel parking lot was rife with fresh tire impressions. They said no FEMA patrolling the perimeter and Geiger counters detected only normal background radiation. However, the Marines found it odd that a sophisticated biometric security protected doors on just a maritime supply house. This is, you know, this biometric, you had to have an eye scan and a hand scan to get in. That's very sophisticated for just a warehouse. Several old fishing boats, some on, you know, were trawlers, others rested on cinder blocks, were scattered about the area. The White Hats waited patiently on Friday morning, this past Friday morning before sunrise. A procession of SUVs rolled into the parking lot. Three men and a woman wearing lab coats appeared from a Ford Expedition, while six conspicuous feds emerged from a pair of Toyota Highliners. Two feds wore windbreakers with FEMA stenciled in bold yellow. All six carried automatic rifles. From concealment, the Marines ordered FEMA to surrender, but the two agents raised their rifles and fired bursts of ammunition. All the rusted hull of old fishing boats behind the three Marines had taken cover. The feds soon found themselves boxed in and covered in all directions. They stopped firing at Marines and instead trained their rifles on the technicians, killing three before they fell to Marine gunfire. The surviving technician, the woman, was given an ultimatum, described the building's contents and detail and open the door or end up like your friends. Dead or alive, I'm guessing your thumbprint will open that door, one Marine reportedly told her. Well, they donned protective attire and entered first, sweeping the interior, and they're looking and hunting for alleged dirty bombs, which they found under a table. The suitcase-sized bombs had a lead lining as a radiation barrier. My source said that they safely removed the devices and later brought them to an undisclosed location for disposal. Besides the weapons, we got a lot of electronic devices, and we're figuring out where they plan to set those bombs off. The woman's been somewhat cooperative and confirmed Lessinger had been there. We're not disclosing who she said paid her, but it appears she was hired only to help build the bombs and didn't know what it was going to be used for. We can call this one a win, my source said. Now, folks, I'm telling you, the PS Freemasons who control the Black Sun organization, the Vatican, and large parts of the Pentagon are calling for the world's military forces to take action because all politicians are corrupted. That's what they said, and corrupted by the financial system. This call comes after the Khazarian Mafia failed in the first phase of their plan to use the Wagner mercenary group to overthrow the Christian government of Russia, and Russian FSB sources say the second phase will be much worse. The recent attempt by Wagner militia to take over Russia actually originated with artificial intelligence located in Silicon Valley. Both the PS Freemasons and the Russians say the PS say it may have been necessary to destroy Silicon Valley and end the ongoing madness. The Russians say the key is to wrest leadership of the Cabal death cult. Well, this is the Russian FSB analysis of the Wagner move against Russia, and he said it's a psyop war using AI-generated voice and story. They took all the media data and fed it into the AI system like ChatGPT. They also used behavior experts to create a psyop profile of Wagner head Prigozhin. Also, a psy operation was done on Prigozhin. He seems to have been fed with heavy narcotics to alter his brain and behavior. Nobody has seen him for the past 2 days. The accounts of Wagner were hacked, and then it blocked all content. All voice messages from there were recorded once the 9:45 a.m. on June 24th as the MP3 file and then released over time as a kind of scenario. The Ukrainians were saying they had some sort of surprise in store. Everybody thought it was about blowing up a dam or pipelines or atomic power plant and blaming it on the Russians. Instead, they came up with an AI deep fake story in an attempt to destabilize the Russian army. Please tell the people this was a fake and secret operation using AI-generated voice and scenario. CIA sources agree with the Russian analysis, saying that it's all psyops. Basically, the CIA tried to pay off the Wagner Group $6.2 billion to turn against Russia. This is what's behind this headline. The $6.2 billion accounting error was discovered by the Pentagon last week. So that's where it went. Russia and the Wagner Group ended up shaking hands and pocketing the money. The FSB reminding us of a Russian saying, promising to marry someone is not the same as marrying them. The FSB say that unlike the fake Wagner in the Western media propaganda campaign, the real Wagner is going to turn against go against Kyiv and not Moscow. They're going to go and take over Kyiv. However, the Wagner opera is not over yet, and part two is beginning to unfold even as this report was going live right now with you. The story of Prigozhin going to Belarus is meant to carry out a plot line involving him taking over Belarus, invading Poland, and starting nuclear war with NATO, FSB sources say. It was all propaganda. There's a lot of Western propaganda news indicating this scenario is underway. First, the Belarusian opposition leader was saying he told the military and civilians in Belarus to wait for a signal. Him handing over Belarus, invading Poland, and starting nuclear war with NATO. But that's not the way it happened, and that's not how it happened. It was all AI-generated. This is a lot of Western propaganda news indicating the scenario was underway. First, the Belarusian opposition heads, and then he told the military that civilians in Belarus would wait for a signal. Well, the signal has now come, as Ukrainian guard used a loudspeaker to call for the overthrow of their dictator. Now the Ukrainian propaganda site Pravda reports a plane used by the top Belarus officials and members of Alexander Lutsenko family had fled and landed in Turkey. Assad sources warn that this is part of an attempt by the Khazari mafia to start a nuclear war with NATO. However, Russian FSB sources say that nuclear weapons in Belarus are under Russian control and will not be used. In other words, do not be fooled by any AI-generated nuclear war story coming out of Belarus. The Russians are actually more worried about some sort of climate event. They note an organization called Global Military Advisory Council on Climate Change is calling for a massive NATO and European Union project to fight climate emergencies. That's all the big thing now. That's going to be their next pandemic, a climate emergency. In Canada, for example, the Ministry of Climate Change is building a facility with interrogation rooms and armories and biological laboratories, etc., to fight climate change. Apparently, the recent set forest fires in Canada are just an initial phase of this new attempt by NATO to grab large amounts of money. Every time there's a disaster, they say, oh, we need money for the disaster, and the money just disappears. The World Health Organization is also now linking disease with climate change. To get this going, the World Health Organization named Vanessa Kerry, daughter of former U.S. Secretary John Kerry, and the U.S. President's Special Envoy for Climate as Director General of Climate Change and Health. Meanwhile, the German Ethics Council is calling for One Health to combat the global climate crisis. The CEC, the German Ethics Council, says only collectives can be healthy, not individuals. In other words, all the people can get sick, but not the leaders. In Poland, the slave government there voted on fundamental changes to geological and mining law, which threatens the health and life of people and animals, takes away our basic rights and property, and leads our country to a complete collapse, one Polish intelligence warned. All this comes as the World Economic Forum calls for religious scripture to be written by artificial intelligence and to create a globalized new Bible. I can't make this stuff up. They want their AI computer to rewrite everything from all the scriptures and to make one globalized Bible. Yuval Noah Harari, who serves as Klaus Schwab's right-hand man in the World Economic Forum, argues that the Bible is fake news and full of hate speech, and the elites can use AI to replace the Bible and create a unified religion that is actually correct, according to the World Economic Forum. You know, they say God, Jesus, and Christianity is fake news that must be dismissed by humanity. I'll repeat that. The World Economic Forum, you know, Klaus Schwab, they're saying God, Jesus, and Christianity is fake news that must be dismissed by humanity, and they'll rewrite it the way it's supposed to be in one Bible, one world, for their one world government. Meanwhile, Italian fascist leader Giorgia Meloni, who came into power on an anti-immigration pledge, has allowed more than 100,000 illegal immigrants to land in the past 9 months, all of them military-aged men. No wonder the Russian government is unilaterally withdrawing from a series of international bodies, including the World Trade Organization. Russia's also withdrawn from the World Health Organization. And Russia Duma's deputy speaker, Tolstoy, you know, Paul Tolstoy, said on Tuesday the Russians are also point to a large series of unnatural earthquakes from around the world in the past month, and think this may be a prelude to some sort of massive volcanic climate event. Well, Triple Agent Yashchenko, Prigozhin, and Putin, are they playing a game? Are they setting a trap? What does Cheyenne Mountain know? The fog of war, information warfare. There's panic in the Pentagon. They realize that Prigozhin is actually going to march into Kyiv and take it over and oust Luzinski. In an unprecedented, volatile world, a high-stakes intrigue unfolds behind the geopolitical curtain as digital smoke scenes cloud the reality. The figure of Prigozhin, notorious businessman, operative, and alleged triple agent, skimmers tantalizingly at his heart. Stranger than fiction, the alleged machinations of Prigozhin and Putin would be fodder for a Hollywood thriller if only reality weren't so chillingly palatable. The Pentagon is in a frenzy while Cheyenne Mountains, America's steadfast bastion against threats, appears to be at the epicenter of this cryptic information warfare. The question lingers, what game are Putin and Prigozhin playing, and who's really winning? In an audacious display of strategic maneuvering, Prigozhin allegedly led the Wagner Group in an armed military coup against the homeland of Russia, backed by a staggering 7,000-strong force that advances on Moscow's south flank. Several Russian military units were seemingly beguiled into aligning with him while, you know, having been convinced that Moscow was an immediate threat. The ruse was masterfully plotted just days before, and Russian military intelligence had exposed an infiltration of Ukrainian military cells poised to instigate terror attacks within Moscow's heart. In the wake of such chaos, Prigozhin planned to strike in with his Wagner cavalry, ostensibly to rescue Russia from Moscow from a bloody aftermath of the attacks. The ingenious stagnant hinged on the intention to turn the tables on Putin, pinning the blame for the carnage on Putin. Prigozhin, painted as a savior, would then usurp the power from Putin and riding the waves of public outrage. The plot thickens when less than 32 hours into the Wagner Group's armed military coup against Putin, Prigozhin abruptly orders a retreat, and Belarus, under questionable circumstances, offers sanctuary to Prigozhin and his Wagner comrades. So they march to turn right around and march into Belarus. Then, in a move that shocked the international community, Russia, under Putin's directive, inexplicably drops all charges against Prigozhin. Meanwhile, the Wagner Group takes up a threatening position just 100 miles outside Kyiv, just inside the Belarus border. Russian wires are abuzz with the revelation that Prigozhin, it seems, is now an untouchable asset. Could it be that he's safely absconded within the sphere of Putin's influence, operating from Belarus, which is essentially a puppet state controlled by Russia? Why is Putin holding back from taking definitive action against Prigozhin? Well, the triple agents unmasked. We now know rumors abound about Prigozhin has been playing the ultimate game of deceit, acting as a triple agent for Russia, the UK, and the CIA in a twisted narrative worthy of a spy thriller. He's rumored to have flipped by the CIA and MI6 before being reflipped back to Russian intelligence. But what information does Prigozhin carry and could send shockwaves across the globe? Could he possess damning data against CIA and UK intelligence? You betcha. Could he be privy to an intricate web of the world's money laundering scheme and intimately connected with the U.S. military industrial complex? You betcha. What secrets about NATO and the UN could he be harboring? A lot. What do we know that is Prigozhin's dubious role as a triple agent did not escape the vigilant eyes of Russian intelligence? They had been aware for some time of a possible final coup attempt by MI6 and CIA and the Rockefeller regime to overtake Russia into a red Russian maiden coup. The plot thickens now. The Wagner Group has a staggering 18,000 forces in East Ukraine and a 7,000-strong military forces poised menacingly just 100 miles from Ukraine's capital of Kyiv. But is this merely a facade, a sleight of hand in a grander game? As we witness the carefully choreography of Putin pulling the strings from behind the scenes, setting a sophisticated trap, is Prigozhin merely a pawn, or does he have his own game? Nobody knows. This is the fog of war. As tensions rise, the Pentagon is in a state of heightened alert. They don't know what to do. They don't know if Prigozhin is one of them, or one of Putin's, or if he's on his own. The secrets that Cheyenne Mountain may hold could alter the course of this unfolding drama as the background information warfare becomes more contentious than ever. As the story continues to unfurl, there is an undeniable feeling that the world is a specter to a grand geopolitical chess game and that the checkmate is yet to be revealed. We can only hold our breath, stay vigilant, and brace ourselves for the revelations of what lies ahead. Stranger than fiction indeed, as we navigate the labyrinth of this huge, high-stakes information warfare, the echoes of Prigozhin, Putin, and their covert machinations reverberate ominously all across the intelligence community. The only certainty in this enigmatic narrative is that the final act is yet to play out. The world watches and waits and is ensnared by the suspense of this real-life political theater. In February, Tory shared some documents online. I want to share this with you because one was from the U.S. Air Force and another was from the U.S. Coast Guard. And one was from the U.S. Army, indicating that personnel is being put on ready and they all should be green because we're going to war with China. Well, this is the big propaganda they're pushing. You know, if it's not one thing, they're pushing another. It's all fear porn. Clearly, she says, we're going to war in 2025 with China. Well, that's a ways away. We have time to figure things out by then. And this document is signed by the generals. Now the news isn't reporting this while we're all busy fighting against each other, talking about gay rights or trans rights, which are, you know, only, you know, 0.001 of the population, rather than focusing on what these idiots are really doing. They're coming in from the north. And here's what's going to happen. The Chinese are coming in from the northern border, specifically North Dakota, that has sold most of its property to the CCP, and the CCP is a training camp on the other side in Canada. Now, while we're going to be targeted by China, which is the CCP communists, who's really running our nation right now, we won't even expect it. And they're already brewing for the next civil war in order to keep us distracted. That's the fastest way to take down a nation, create a civil war, and then strike from within, while another invading is invading us. They're hardly handing us over to, you know, the United Nations. But they keep saying their plans are for 2025, so let's keep our eye on that while fighting with each other and letting them do their own thing. They're going to give us a civil war, so we're distracted enough not to focus. Some say China owns the Biden government. Over the last several weeks and months, the deluge of damning breadcrumbs have been revealing by various whistleblowers, congressional investigators, and investigative reporters, the entirety of which had been a shotgun blast of information overload. That's how it all gets lost, because there's so much coming out. When put together, they paint a picture of such shocking corruption that one can only conclude that the period we've been living through between 2020 election, the funding origins, and the cover-up of the COVID-19 pandemic and the overt operations of the Biden family, one can only conclude that we're living through one of the worst, if not the worst, periods of political scandals and institution rot of American history. Making sense of the current state of affairs is journalist Tom Elliott, founder of Grabion, who has assembled what may be the world's most perfect tweet on how Joe Biden owns his 2020 election victory. And he says, a blatant political corruption. The more we learn about 2020 election, the more undeniable it becomes that Biden owes his victory to, he owes his victory to the blatant political corruption. To wit, he said, number one, an IRS probe in the Biden's money laundering payments from hostile nations. They show that. Number two, the FBI and IRS wanted to search Biden's home in order in September 2020, but were told to stand down. Number three, the FBI authenticated Hunter Biden's laptop a year before the New York Post first reported its contents, yet the FBI didn't say a thing about it. Number four, rather than use the laptop's voluminous documentation, a myriad felonies and initial criminal investigations, the FBI hatched a plot to warn social media companies of an intimate hack and leak operation, what heavily suggested they said was Russian disinformation. Of course, number five, the FBI used the 2016 Russian collusion probe, which was a Durham probe since it was proven and essentially an extension of the Clinton campaign to rationalize its meddling in the 2020 election. Number six, the FBI also concluded the influence operation with various reporters and newspapers. They all had them in their pocket. Number seven, the FBI was spying on Rudy Giuliani when he shared the laptop's contents with the New York Post. And number eight, when the FBI told Twitter and Facebook a Russian disinformation campaign was coming and they had already concluded Russia was trying to game the election. In their attempt to collaborate their own rumor of Russian electoral influence, the FBI became aggressive with its demands for user data from Twitter. Number 10, nevertheless, the preceding years, the FBI established a beachhead inside Twitter with an operations center of former agents who communicated via their dedicated Slack channel. These agents, you know, just set it all up. Number 11, the CIA, in collusion with the Biden campaign, seeded information claiming the laptop was itself a Russian disinformation. Number 12, the FBI also arranged a meeting between Senators Grassley and Johnson about the supposed Russian disinformation and Hunter Biden. They were trying to skew the information. Later, we found out the truth. And number 13, the FBI used this briefing with the senators to justify quashing their own agents' probe into the Biden's reputation, so they stopped any Biden investigation. Number 14, when the story broke mere weeks before the election, that poll, you know, that polling later indicated would be altered enough Democrat votes to send Trump to a second term, Twitter and Facebook orchestrated an unprecedented anti-democratic mass censorship campaign. Number 15, when Twitter initially resisted censoring the story, it was Jim Baker who convinced them to do so, despite FBI having known for a year this information was true. And number 16, in 2020 of December, the operation's success of Biden's victory, the FBI agents working at and with Twitter celebrated the outcome. It goes on and on and on. Number 17 is the FBI substantially paid Twitter $3.5 million for staff hours expended on their influence operations. They paid them. That was a big payout. $3.5 million, you bet. Number 18, at the time Trump was being impeached for asking Ukraine to investigate Biden's alleged corruption in Ukraine, the FBI and IRS already knew the Bidens had indeed laundered more than $10 million from Burisma via fake companies and dozens of bank accounts. And that's not to say, that's to say nothing of Democrats orchestrating a state-by-state campaign to charge voting rules to enable the widespread adoption of voting boxes, left-wing activist groups, funding in part by Facebook, facilitated the exploitation of those drop-off boxes. They had all these people dropping off thousands of ballots on behalf of the Democratic Party. That part may not have been, you know, legal, since they simply changed the rules, so they made it legal to do that. And this is just what we know despite the Fed's best efforts. Imagine how much we don't know. So the next time you hear a Democrat decrying Republican efforts to dismantle democracy and their voter ID laws are ending harvesting, consider the real threat to American democracy is from the deep state. Their actions are all sound very insurrectionist, don't you think? One could be forgiven for considering it meddling and collusive, but that would be stuff of conspiracy theories, right? Well, special forces are still at work, and they killed four members of the International Hit Squad who planned to assassinate Donald J. Trump, oh yeah, at the first Republican primary debate this coming August. A source in General Smith's office, in mid-June, White Hats at the U.S. Attorney and Army Cyber Command obtained intelligence suggesting the international hitmen had arrived in U.S. soil and intended to meet at a warehouse in Monterey, California to plot President Trump's demise. My source said these hired guns had at least tangible ties to the most disgraced president in the United States, Barack Obama, who's also known as Barry Sutro. The odd man out was Armenian militant Davi Sarkisyan, a reputed degenerate and former fixer for Armenian president, and that was his hitman. Before that, a young Sarkisyan reportedly murdered 100 Azerbaijani civilians, firing squad style, during the massacre of 1992, Human Rights Watch, a global non-government organization headquartered in New York City that conducts research and advocacy on human rights, wrote that a brutal, sadistic Sarkisyan disemboweled pregnant women. Sarkisyan was a maniac, even by deep state standards, my source says. He was one of the hitmen together planning to kill Donald Trump. What interest he had killing Trump is beyond us, unless it's just cash. He was paid lots of cash. And now the typical subtle assassin, his name and others turned up in intelligence, but unlike others, Sarkisyan had no known link to Hussein Obama. He also, there also was Akbar Larajani, an Iranian minister of intelligence. He was a frequent White House visitor, an invitee of Obama, whom had been sent to the Oval Office at least six times during 2013 and 2014. Unlike other guests hailing from hostile regimes, Larajani was granted access to the White House without signing visitor logs. Only Obama and Biden had authority to skirt him past those requirements. Larajani had a temporary residence in Washington, D.C. at the time, but returned to Iran when Trump moved into the White House. Our research shows that he was very chummy with Obama, the puppet master. Then we got name of another foreign intelligence officer that hung around Obama, which too is too coincidental. This person was William Smythe, a British intelligence agent and longtime admirer of Barack Hussein Obama. His employment history included MI5, MI6. He was truly the 00 type agent. He killed for hire. He had license to kill. And he also worked with GCHQ, which received considerable media attention when the former national security contractor Edward Snowden revealed the agency was collecting all online and telephone data in the UK. This guy and Obama were more than just casual acquaintances, my source said. They were chummy. He was around Obama at the White House, attended diplomatic functions, and partied with the Obamas in their $12 million compound at Martha's Vineyard. White hats would not learn the identity of the fourth man until the day of the raid. General Smith's office fielded dozens of weekly tips and schemes, but this one turned out to be the right thing. My source said they had to do this, a diversionary tactic, and did not waste resources. I'll bring more details after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crick, Rick, and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's hyper thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, and I was just discussing in this past hour about a plot that was uncovered and thwarted, a plot to assassinate Donald J. Trump. And, you know, Donald J. Trump has survived dozens and dozens of legitimate attempts on his life. The only man said to have survived more attempts on his life is Vladimir Putin. Now, this team, you know, one's Iranian, one's used to work for MI6, it used to be a 00. You know, they're all professional assassins. They're a team of about three of them. And it's no coincidence that both dauntless men were fighting the deep state, you know, both Putin and Trump. That's why they're trying to get rid of them, because Putin and Trump are their biggest problems right now. They got to get rid of them if they're going to take over the world and do their great reset. But with Trump and Putin there's no way they can do it. They're trying, but they can't do it. And of course, we have to look at every tip, but this one turned out to be good. And one of the cyber command guys gleaned knowledge of the recent plot, only that the info came from a usual trustworthy source. Regardless, General Smith thought the info smelled fishy. You know, this was coming in August, and this is when the Trump does the presidential debates and everything in California. But even good assets get bad info, and assassins work independently, so they're a little suspicious of it. They don't run risk if one gets pinched and give it to others. They may, you know, take and run into a big problem, you know, because they themselves could fall into a trap. But why run the risk of meeting in the U.S. months ahead of a presidential debate? It just didn't make sense to them, which Trump hasn't committed to do. He hadn't committed to the debates yet. And the two, you know, plus two that didn't equal to four, but still, we are obliged to check it out. So they did, and they looked at Intel, and they said they'd be in Monterey on June 25th. So General Smith decided to put boots on the ground a few days before, when the special forces arrived at Monterey Warehouse before sunrise on June 21st, they found it already occupied. Four cars with rental plates sat in the parking lot, and a dim light shone through the frosted glass windows in the building. The elite soldiers surrounded the warehouse and heard muffled voices emanating from inside. "There is no legitimate reason for anyone to be there," Special Forces radioed in and requested permission to enter. The entry team breached the front door and shot an assailant who blindly fired a sidearm in the air. The other three occupants were caught off guard and fumbled for sidearms on their hips and rifles in nearby tables. Special Forces took no prisoners. The bodies were later identified as those three that I described, Smythe, Azarnji, and Sarge Ganshin. The fourth corpse was a former Secret Service agent and Obama strongman, Christopher Sanchez, who reportedly started working as a bodyguard for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle in April 2022. These are all professional hitmen, folks, or professional, they're, you know, totally professional. And according to my source, he said, "We positioned and positively identified them. These guys turn out to be really good at their jobs, and we can confirm through electronics taken from their bodies and at the warehouse, they were definitely planning to kill Trump this August. They had blueprints of the first two debate locations and other info that he could not discuss, but obviously fate and luck favored largely into our lives, and we got lucky. And they were there at the wrong time. If General Smith waited till the 25th to send soldiers, they might have been missing and long gone. Unfortunately, we couldn't ask them. They're gone. But I'm just telling you, folks, they're trying to eliminate them. And now, you know, Bill Gates, he's you know, unleashed his army of mosquitoes on Florida and Texas and Russia. You know, now that it's summer, he's unleashed his mosquitoes that have the COVID, the vaccine, the, you know, malaria. So health officials issued a warning after five cases of malaria were identified in Florida and in Texas, and people who had not recently traveled overseas sparked concerns about local transmission. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cited a risk of increased imported malaria cases amid a busy summer travel season. So what is malaria? Malaria is a life-threatening, curable disease. It's a parasite that lives in the liver and destroys the liver. Humans typically get it when they're bitten by mosquitoes that carry malaria parasite. Malaria can be transmitted through infected blood during transfusions or organ transplants, for example, but pregnant mother or, you know, by a pregnant mother to her fetus. The disease is most prevalent in warm countries, particularly in tropical climates, according to World Health Organization. About 240 million cases of malaria and 100,019 cases, deaths were reported in those cases, and that was in 2021. The United States and 42 other countries and territories have been certified as malaria-free by the WHO. So what's the symptoms of malaria? Typical symptoms of malaria are similar to those of the flu. There's fever and chills and headaches and muscle aches, fatigue, nausea, and vomiting. In some cases, people can experience unusual bleeding, jaundice, and difficult breathing. People typically begin to experience symptoms 10 to 15 days after they're infected with the malaria parasite. Those symptoms can appear earlier or far later, even 1 year after infection, according to the CDC. When malaria isn't treated properly, it can cause kidney failure and seizures and coma and death. Vulnerable people, children very young and, you know, younger than five, pregnant women and older adults, or those with compromised immunity are more at risk. So how do you prevent and treat malaria? Those living in countries with malaria install mosquito nets around their beds and screens on their doors and windows. And I don't suggest using bug spray. I just suggest, you can eat garlic and that keeps, because it brings out a smell on your skin. That keeps them away. But there's no universal vaccine that can fully prevent malaria. Researchers are developing one, though, interestingly enough. However, there is a vaccine recommended by the WHO for children living in countries with moderate to high transmissions of malaria. Vaccine is designed to act against the F. falciparum, the malaria parasite most likely known to cause severe infections. So now we see that they're going to spend the climate change and malaria. Government funding scientists say climate change may have an effect on mosquito prevalence and behavior by making the world hotter and wetter on average. Oh boy, how convenient. In a warmer weather, mosquitoes need to feed more regularly, they say. Boy, you can't spin the fear porn any more than this. I'm telling you, I mean, they just do such a good job to get you afraid. So they tend to bite more. If you have a fear of malaria or think you got it, just call Dr. Johnny. Go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the contact tab or the consultation tab and send me a note. I'll help you get over malaria, no problem. I'm the liver health expert. Cook said high temperatures also speed the development of malaria parasites inside mosquitoes, she said. And as climate change brings more intense storms and flooding in some parts of the world, the mosquito population can grow. And because mosquitoes breed in stagnant water, so how does our beloved Bill Gates fit into this malaria picture? Well, all you got to do is follow the money. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been leading the fight against malaria for more than two decades. That's 20 years. Donate more than $400 million for the advanced development of a malaria vaccine, new drugs, and innovative mosquito control methods to help defeat malaria. Oh, isn't he such a nice guy? At the Malaria Summit in London 2018, the Gates Foundation pledged to invest $1 billion through to 2023 to end malaria, they said. We now are in 2023, and we've had rare outbreaks in Florida and Texas. It seems like malaria is increasing. Isn't that interesting? It seems that the more money they invest, the worse the situation gets, just like the COVID-19. In 2017, World Health Organization showed 24 countries with significant malaria burden seeing signs of resurgence. The shift will now go from taking over-the-counter drugs to getting a new vaccine. But is Bill Gates a healer or a killer? I ask you that question. You could, or is he just an opportunist to make more money? Well, I think he's a killer and an opportunist myself. If you can get your mind around this real quick, while we see him release the swarm of mosquitoes in an unsuspected audience at a TED conference in 2009, I saw the video, I saw his conference, I remember when he first did it. He released mosquitoes, so we'll just let them fly around here. And he said at the conference, myself, I saw it myself. At the conference, he says, malaria is spread by mosquitoes. I brought some, he says. Here, I'll let them just roam around. I'm quoting him exactly. There's no reason why only people should be infected, said Gates as he opened the jar. After waiting a minute, Gates then stated that the mosquitoes were not infected with malaria. Well, I don't trust Bill Gates. I don't trust a word he says. Get this, the world's largest mosquito factory is funded by Bill Gates. Is this where scientists breed and genetically modify these mosquitoes? You betcha. Which are then released to the public? You betcha. Modified mosquitoes are released in 11 countries, not just Texas and Florida, but 11 countries, plus Ukraine and Florida. And now this summer, they're releasing Ukraine and Russia. Mosquitoes being produced in this factory carry a bacteria called Wolbachia. By releasing them to reproduce with wild mosquitoes, they spread the bacteria. According to Bill Gates, this new technology will protect entire cities and countries against the threat of mosquito-borne diseases. Well, Dr. Johnny thinks it's just the opposite. We have heard that line before. And if you're still doubting what I say, then answer this question. Why are people just now suddenly getting malaria in Florida and Texas, the two major conservative states of America? There are no coincidences, and when it comes to mass murder, Bill Gates, he's the mastermind. They know we're not willing to get vaccinated, so they create different ways to kill us via food or modifying insects. I can't make this stuff up, folks. He goes, well, the vaccine's not working, so let me get my mosquitoes ready, and we'll get that. We'll put it in the food, too, so it doesn't matter if they're getting vaccinated or not. We're going to get the COVID in them. We're going to get malaria in them. This is his wet dream, to destroy the population. Oh, yeah. Military movements throughout the U.S. has increased in the past few weeks, especially in the Western fronts, as several military flights turn off all military trackers. California has lots of heavy military movements. These are not just military training exercises, but strategic movements and positioning for a military event. Now, Russian Foreign Minister Maria Zakharova stated in her channel that Russian plane flew to the U.S. to pick up Moscow's foreign ministry and says, we'll take back our diplomats, a.k.a. we're evacuating all Russian diplomats from America, period. Just this past week, they're evacuating all Russian diplomats from America. So anybody tied to the Kremlin or America or whatever, they're getting them out. All last week, they got them out. So that tells you something. There are military movements all over the United States. That tells you something. As you know, all this, too, with major countries start to recall diplomats, and they evacuate them. Usually, it's before a war event or military events begins or civil unrest. They know something's up, and it's in the plans. So just get ready, folks. I'm telling you, you got to stay tuned to Dr. Johnny to get the scoop. This all comes after UK, NATO, has supplied Ukraine with long-range missiles to reach Russia, and Putin has warned UK several times about the missiles. This also comes after the NATO CIA underground base was destroyed near Kyiv. This also comes after several countries confirmed CIA MI6 was using Prigozhin Wagner Group as a deep state operative to try to overthrow Russia through a planned military coup. The U.S. is on high alert. As we come into this massive military events, I have told you long ago on this show all these events would happen in the U.S. and in the end would lead to 11.3. That's in the war manual. Behind the scenes, the Congress has top intel and top whistleblowers that are going to blow the lid off the military-industrial complex system, a.k.a. military weapons and tectonic weapons, Project Blue Beam operations, the Infinite Energy in Antarctica, and, of course, their fabled alien invasion. I've been telling you this on their show. And there are two disclosure projects at work right now as we speak. One is the fake disclosure, the fake alien invasion by the deep state. And the other one is the real disclosure where we're heading into the world storm, and the galactics are assisting us with that. Deep state say it's an invasion, whereas the white hats know it's assistance. Kazari and Mafia are desperately trying to trigger something dramatic enough to get them a big payday because they're running out of money. U.S. money supply has now fallen by $2.6 trillion, over 12% since the peak of April 2022. Two-thirds of the money created by the U.S. since its founding in 1776 was created after Asians foolishly allowed them to do so in 2009 on the promise of a communist black president. Well, they brought him in, Barack Obama, but they lied to him again, tricked him. Asian money was cut off in January 2020, triggering a massive $7.4 trillion Kazarian Mafia money laundering operation disguised as a pandemic. This was cut off in April 2022 as the chart, you know, that the charts I've been looking at shows the entire fake Biden presidency is now running on vapor. Some say that, you know, there's an obituary out of Biden. Others are saying they're going to file impeachment hearings, proceedings. You know, either way, they're all talking like Biden is toast, but what is the actual way he's out? We just don't know yet. It's all optics. Nobody's made up their mind of how to display that to the public. After all, Queen Elizabeth died like 2.5-3 years before her actual memorial. They just had to plan a way, when, where, you know, the 6 month, the 6 week, and the 6 day, you know, all that. Had to get it all right with their geomonics and their satanic operations. So they're just running on vapor right now. They don't have enough money. The only money they're getting right now is from Ukrainian organs and slaves and drugs, along with obsolete weapons. That's the only thing they got to bring money in. That's why the Rockefeller slave secretary state, Antony Blinken, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Polish Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau, and German Foreign Minister Baerbock gathered last week to ask for $750 billion for the reconstruction of Ukraine. They're desperate. Biden was sent to China, where he said whatever he thought the Chinese wanted to hear, including Taiwan belongs to China, the U.S. does not want a new Cold War, or to change China's system, et cetera, to try to con them out of more money. They didn't get it. This is a quick turnaround for the Biden comparing Taiwan to Ukraine recently. We can just see that it's not working right for the deep state. They're running into false leads. They can't get the money. But the Chinese weren't fooled. And they say Beijing will not buy its double-dealing ploy of seeking cooperation and communication while containing China in some name of competition. They see through it. They're not giving them any more money. This prompted the fake Biden to insult China as soon as Blinken returned empty-handed by saying the reason Xi Jinping got very upset on terms of what when we shot the balloon down, you know, two boxcars full of spy equipment, you know, he didn't know it was there. And I'm serious, this was a great embarrassment for the dictators when they don't know what happened. So the Kazarian Mafia propaganda press has started putting out all the fake stories again. They're just running them over and over again. China has real economic difficulties. Nobody realizes that, but they do. The truth is the opposite. You know, Raytheon chief, you know, on the outside, they're showing this real economic difficulties, But really, on the inside information, the Raytheon, like the Raytheon chief Greg Hayes admitted, Beijing effectively has the U.S. military supply chain just got us right in the cojones, and thanks to its reliance on rare earths and other materials, rare earth minerals and other materials, which come from or are processed in China. When the move to suck up to China ended in failure, the Qasiri Mafia next tried to butter up Indian Prime Minister Modi. And here's what Modi had to say to the U.S. politicians. He said, when I first visited the U.S. as Prime Minister, was the 10th largest economy in the world. We were the 10th largest economy in the world. Today, India is the 5th largest economy. India will be the 3rd largest economy soon. We can become the only G20 country to meet its Paris commitment. We made renewables account for over 40% of our energy sources, 9 years ahead of target of 2030. So Modi was offered all sorts of goodies when he visited the fake Biden, but he refused to promise and not to share them with Russia or China. And he said, we live by the motto that the world is one family, Modi explained. So if I want to share what I got, I'll share it with anybody I want. So they attempted to induce him to join the Qasiri Mafia, failed. The result was propaganda stories attacking him in places like Reuters. So he didn't play ball either. Even worse for the fake Biden presidency than getting money from China or India, they are about to lose their biggest existing cash cow, Japan. Last week, Japan's Emperor Naruhito and Empress Masako visited a cemetery dedicated to the people, included Japanese military who fought for Indonesia's independence against the Dutch after the end of World War II. Japanese right-wingers close to the Empress say that the Japanese establishment used this visit to show their intent to break away from the Qasiri Mafia. The visit comes immediately after the Dutch royals tried to extort resources from Indonesia by threatening it with earthquake weapons before being forced back down by the BRICS alliance. Europeans themselves are now getting ready to dump the fake Biden administration and its Qasiri Mafia puppet masters. As geographer Mario DeNucci notes, the recession that has been rearing its ugly head in European Union was caused by high energy prices resulting from the Rockefeller-ordered sabotage of the Nord Stream gas pipelines. Rockefeller slave Antony Blinken called the Nord Stream blockade a tremendous opportunity, he said, that has made the United States the leading supplier of liquid natural gas to Europe. As a result, Exxon, Chevron, and other Rockefeller companies had made record profits by impoverishing the Europeans and keeping them cold this coming winter. Polish intelligence, for their part, note the country was able to increase GDP by only 2.5 times between 1971 and 1976 by investing $3 trillion to build 557 new enterprises. This sort of thing was possible before the Qasiri Mafia impoverished the Polish people by putting them under a regime of debt slavery. This is why Poland is turning against the Qasiri Mafia. France is in shambles, folks. For its part, it's already asked to join the BRICS alliance, which is why the deep state is trying to, upset all of France. They're pulling another George Floyd incident in France, getting illegal immigrants all in anger over a fake arrest where one of their, brown-skinned people got arrested and they say he was abused, but he wasn't. He was the one that was, driving a car that recklessly and drunk and everything else. The Joe Biden presidency is winding around the drain. It's in plain sight. He's going down the drain. Likely globalist hopes and dreams of making everybody eat bugs while they take away everything you own is also going away. They're trying to do that and eliminate all our food products. For example, in a move that alienated many, President Biden missed a key deadline set by a bipartisan law he signed that called for declassification and release of intelligence on the Wuhan lab and possible links to origins of COVID-19. Of course, they didn't get that data. So, again, Biden broke his promise. It broke his signature. Even the corporate propaganda media is turning against the fake Biden show now as we see in so many different ways. The first Biden walks about, asking if his son is getting special treatment. And, this sort of performance has led to former establishment supporters like lawyer and legal analyst Margot Cleveland to say, in the wake of the Hunter Biden sweetheart plea deal, which is just a slap on the wrist, calling D.C. a swamp is an insult to swamps. The mainstream is also waking up to true controllers of the Biden swamp. James O'Keefe's new undercover video media venture got BlackRock's executive to brag on tape that BlackRock is able to run the world. It's not who is the president, but who's controlling the wallet of the president, he says. You could buy your candidates, senators, at really cheap, he says. 10,000 will buy a senator. It doesn't matter who wins. It just matters who you pay. So the mass murder of children by the Syrian mafia is also being exposed for all to see. The passion of the Christ actor Jim Caviezel exposed the institutional sex trafficking of children in his new film, The Sound of Freedom. It's a good film. If you get to see The Sound of Freedom, you should watch it. It's based on a true story of a former government agent on a mission to rescue children from sex traffickers in Colombia. Three-letter agencies, they are all involved. Adrenochrome is 10 times more potent than heroin and 10 times more profit, I might add. The barrel of adrenochrome in children's body parts is about $77,000, which gets sent to Ukrainian biolabs, all organized by the three-letter agencies. There are multiple Epstein islands run by intelligence and agencies and governments. And so who is NATO? Who is UN? Who is the central banks? They are Rothschild banks. They are all pedophiles. Jewish lobby is also turning against the Khazari mafia as their links to the Holocaust and the Nazis are being exposed for all to see. Last week, for example, Israeli ambassador referred to fascist leaders Stefan Banders as Ukrainian national heroes, so we know where they stand. The Jewish newspaper Forward said that Ukraine had 362 monuments around the world dedicated to Nazis and Nazi collaborators. This is the most of any country, even though Bandera and his group presided over the death of 1.4 million Jews. Not all single organization for protecting the memory of the Holocaust survivors raised an eyebrow at Brodsky's remarks. French have been providing us with actionable intelligence by listing Satanists pretending to be Zionists who are working with genocide, a Ukrainian Nazi faction. And there's a whole bunch of them. And I'm telling you, folks, the world is something else. With the Khazari mafia realizing they are about to face justice, many are trying to escape. For example, the staged media event where the submarine Titan imploded near the Titanic wreck. This entire show was probably faked and allowed the Epstein perpetrators that were on board the sub to escape justice by faking their death. This is what Canadian intelligence revealed. For example, Harding, a key contributor to the World Economic Forum since its inception in 1971, is one of the people who disappeared. So I'm telling you, folks, if you're confused about what's really going on, well, stay tuned to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. If you need help, then tune into my show every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, right here on freedomslips.org. And hear Dr. Johnny. He'll bring you the truth about our world and provide the tools to help you survive and thrive. The truth will set you free, and America and the world needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. This has been a culmination of my laboratory work. The Master Survivor Program is the healing program that I designed for over 40 years, helping medical doctors in their training. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, or whether you like Trump or hate him, it doesn't matter. It's all really a big distraction. Even the White Hats are creating distraction, because they don't want everybody to know their moves, especially the deep state. We are definitely being distracted and purposely confused, and you better listen to me right now. Let me tell you what's really going on. They are poisoning us, folks. They are poisoning our minds, our food, our water, and our air. Here in the world, and definitely in America, there is a mass extermination of the population going on. It is an extinction agenda that is right in front of our face. Case in point, how come so many chemicals, toxins, and poisons are banned around the world, yet they're still widely and increasingly used here in the United States? Answer me that question. Let that sink in. How come they're banned around the world and they still use them in large quantities here in the U.S.? Let's look at the results of this mass extinction and toxicity. Right now, since November 1st of 2019 in the U.S., 1 in 3 males are sterile in the U.S., and 1 in 4 women are infertile. These are facts, because the toxins we get in our air, water, and food make us sterile and infertile. Why do you think there's so many fertility clinics in the U.S.? Because so many couples cannot have babies on their own. They are poisonous, you and me, and you better listen up. In the 1960s, before, there were less than 4% of the population had a disease diagnosis. In 2015, 46 of our children have some form of chronic disease. This is just the children. When you calculate the whole population, it's much more than half of the United States citizens have some form. Half of the United States citizens have some form of chronic disease. This was in 2015, and when you look at the generic population, the geriatric population, 76% have cancer. These are facts, folks. 4 years later, these numbers and percentages have increased in a staggering rate. All these chronic disease states are caused by toxins and poisons in our food and water and air, and many of them that we are regularly exposed to are toxins on a daily basis, and many of these chemicals are banned in other countries. Most other countries. How is this happening? Why are there so many toxins? What do they do, and how do they make us sick? Let me cut right to the chase. The Marxist left is working with the powers that be, who are busy destroying our minds and our bodies and the Western American culture. Right now, I will give you more detail about mass annihilation program. The cover-up and the backdrop to keep the population from seeing the truth is the elite and the left are destroying our culture and ruining our lives forever, keeping us distracted and turning our lives into a dystopian world like a Hunger Games movie. Trust me, that is their goal, where only the haves live in luxury disguised prison and the essential and are essentially robots in a controlled environment, while the have-nots live in poverty-stricken rural squatter camps of primitive communities. They are destroying the traditional role of men and women. In fact, they quite frankly want to eliminate gender altogether. If I said that 3 or 4 years ago, people wouldn't believe me, but now you do. Now we can't use gender pronouns anymore. They don't like male or female. No, no, no. They're taking away our self-worth by convincing us that we don't have to think or develop ourselves. At every turn, they're eliminating Christian thought and traditions so fast it'd make your head spin. And then, for all the people who are not being a robot and who are self-reliant and ambitious and wanting to make something out of their lives, expanding their goals and pursuing the American dream, these people are deemed as terrorists and criticized by the left-wing squawk box media and neighborhood snitches as being racist and Nazis. The Marxist left is so desperate now because they are losing their sick and pernicious battle. They're beyond panic attack. They're in a zombie apocalypse right in your face with their Antifa thugs and their Black Lives Matter. They want to destroy America now because they see destroying it as the only solution for their degenerative and stressful state of mind. It's even all over the TV where on the crime dramas, the shows glorify the police and justice system pursuing and punishing a patriot or conservative citizens. You'll see it. And they call them white supremacists. Make no mistake, look at Law and Order. Look at all those cop shows. Oh, we've got a white supremacist. Yeah, he has a patriot, he has a flag in front of his house. I mean, make no mistake about it. The writers in Hollywood are no better than the pink and blue hair dress transvestites giving your youngsters in the elementary school library their reading for their day and their sick dialogue they call the transvestite story hour. They mobilize the mind control left army never thought past their last puff. This left control army never thought past their last puff on their bomb or seen beyond their decadent sex cravings and nauseating erotic rendezvous that would even make Rome's Emperor Caligula pause and say, wait, slow down just a little bit. As far as Marxist left is concerned, if you can't make everyone, including the patriots and conservatives, fit into the degenerative lifestyle that these people have to be eliminated. They have to be eliminated if they're not going to fit in. They're trying to make you feel like you don't fit in. No, they're the ones that don't fit in. And America and we the people and that we know and love has to be destroyed for them is no damn good. Don't be fooled anymore, folks. This is exactly their life's intentions and ambitions and their goals. But Dr. Johnny always rose above the social decay. He knew that the people's chemistry would tell all. And that's right. I know if you can balance the individual's chemistry, then more than 80% of the battle to achieve wellness and health of mind is done. Back in 1983, when I managed Davenport Laboratories, and we produced the HTMA, I thought it was so important to incorporate the food based on the individual's chemistry in the healing process. You see, I wanted the old Greek food preparations to be part of the laboratory methodology. After all, Hippocrates said, let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be our food. One of the things I'm beginning to understand today is those old Greek ways of eating and preparing foods actually enhance and builds a healthy microbiome. The other thing I'm seeing and understanding is the toxins we're exposed to are destroying our microbiome. So restoring the mineral balance in each and every cell and restoring the microbiome and getting the digestive tract all balanced is the foundation of the Master Survivor Program. With balance achieved, healing begins. So there's a very clear choice for you listening right now to this show. Do you want to continue living in this world of toxic assault and suffer the consequences of this extensive extermination program? Or do you want to be a master survivor and rise above the helpless environment and the misery level of the masses who are lost in a chemical hysteria? Yes, you can start living right now with good health and extreme optimism by becoming a master survivor. Why suffer from the attack of chemicals and the mind control? Do you want your body to remove the toxins like glyphosate that destroy your mucosal layer and your microbiome and permanently put you in a scooter for mobility? What kind of life is that? Do you want to get rid of heavy metals like arsenic, mercury, and become a master survivor and eat the right foods in a healthy way that does not harm your body, it only enhances it and gets it healthy? Why fall prey to their mass extermination program? Do you want to avoid antibiotics and aggressive chelation therapy that is promoted to be the mainstream? Even by some natural practitioners, this is a doomsday recipe for your health. Or do you want to become a master survivor and get your microbiome balanced and have a strong RNA messenger? Many natural and mainstream practitioners will recommend drug, antibiotic, or chelation therapy to get rid of toxins, but they do know anything. They don't know anything about the microbiome. Have no idea. In most cases, this mainstream chelation or antibiotic therapy will not be a permanent solution because the microbiome will be damaged and disrupted, and consequently, many more toxins will remain lodged and come into the body. Most mainstream practitioners and many natural doctors just don't understand the microbiome and do more damage than good when they advise chelation therapy or antibiotics to get rid of the toxins, heavy metals, or viruses. Do you want that? Do you want that quick fix that's not a long-term solution? Or instead, do you want to become a master survivor and get your body and your microbiome balanced first and speed your rate of repair faster than your rate of injury? Why not get the right signals from your microbiome and RNA messenger? For those who want real results, consider the Master Survivor Program. The full Master Survivor Program has two simple steps. It costs is less than $600. Number one is a hair tissue mineral analysis, HTMA, and number two is a 3 hours total gut restoration program. Following these protocols will balance all the minerals in your cells and get your microbiome flora in the genetic expression in the right levels and improve the messenger RNA. If you decide to study at the Master Survivor University, you will be introduced to many of the hidden secrets from the ancient Greek ways of food preparation, be shown how, with laboratory science, you can use food to heal and have your thriving health practice. Then your patients will get your body and their mind under their control. This brings everyone independence because they save money and they don't get sick. I say at the end of all my shows that I host, I want my patients to have their mind and their bodies under their control. What I'm helping you do is creating the right microenvironment to bring resilience back into your life. With improved RNA sequencing, you, the patient, will promote sustained resistance and protection against all diseases. It's so easy. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. You will see, number one, the HTMA. This is the first step to remove toxins that are the real causes of illness. In order to remove toxins in a safe way, you must get the exact foods for your body. It all starts with the foods we eat. To get the right foods, and the only way that can be found is by using the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, to identify your exact biochemistry, and that will show which foods to eat and which foods not to eat. With the proper diet and supplement schedule from the HTMA, the cells will get their minerals balanced and be stronger and start dumping toxins like heavy metals and glyphosate. This is the first step. Once the balanced cells are so once the cells are balanced, they're so good at repair, they clean up everything and all the systems of your body. This is all well coordinated by a communication network that is not human at all, but from the genetic expression of the viruses, bacteria, and fungal organisms in a balanced microbiome. This is step number two. The second step is getting the 3 R's total gut restoration kit to eliminate the harmful pathogens in our colon. And getting all the flora in the gut corrected creates the right genetic expressions and signals that govern our recovery and well-being. These specific signals from their messenger RNA and genetic expression are made by flora in the microbiome. If the microbiome is not balanced and you have gastrointestinal issues, just know that that can be eliminated when we introduce the 3 R's total gut restoration kit. However, after the initial period of 6 months on the diet and supplement schedule, the HTMA, you will feel much better because your cells will reformulate and get stronger with the balance of minerals. Then our body starts communicating, performing, and getting strong. With our laboratory analysis, the HTMA, we show the test before and after that what we're doing is working. It will show the toxins have been removed and strengthen the microbiome. We use the 3 R's total gut restoration kit to heal our digestive tract. The total gut restoration kit is from the other lab I work with. It is a proven double-blind human studies showing that it works. On the 3 R's program, the gut will usually work efficiently in 3 to 4 months with continuous introduction of proper sporobiotics from our lab for maintenance and to keep our microbiome in harmony. Our studies are showing that most leaky gut heals in 60 to 90 days using the 3 R's total gut restoration program, total gut restoration kit, and afterwards you can eat gluten and other foods again that you were once allergic to because you have repaired the mucosal layer and restored the Shikimate pathway. Most, if not all, allergic reactions disappear, and many times clear brain function returns. Like I said, the Complete Master Survivor program has only 2 steps to take: the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and the 3 R's total gut restoration kit. Together with a combination, if you need extra help in your consultation from Dr. Johnny, we will provide the dietary roadmap that is the basics of the protocol from the labs and that I bring to my patients that I'm working with in my practice. I challenge anyone to find a safer, more effective way to eliminate toxic metals and chemicals from the body, heal up the mucosal layer, bring back the Shikimate pathway to cure once and for all your leaky gut problems. There are no other conventional or natural ways to effectively accomplish this, nor does anyone prove it with before and after laboratory analysis. Dr. Johnny's the only one in the world. After completing the HTMA and the 3 R's total gut restoration kit, the body's immunity response is strong again, and now cleaning away the layers of toxic obstacles in the past that have been holding us back. With the immunity strength in high gear, the body will eliminate each and every one of those unneeded and harmful leftovers lodged throughout our body that came in from our toxic past. Once toxic wastes are eliminated and the balance of minerals are now in our cells and we have a restored GI tract, that is a restored microbiome, that's functioning fully, then all the systems in our body are operating at an optimum level. This is synergy. And soon we can have true wellness in our body and our mind, and then you become a master survivor and you'll never get sick again. This is the road less traveled, and if you're a boomer and you want to enjoy your golden years even more and do the things you've always wanted to do, and for those who want to help others become a master survivor, then you can have an exciting new career and enroll in the Master Survivor University and start as an apprentice, and you will learn the secrets to improve genetic expression and messenger RNA. Here I provide a level of wellness education that goes much deeper than any conventional means. you will learn the why of how everything in the body works. When I say learning the why, that's W-H-Y. Really learning the why, you'll never forget it. This is why the students who have enrolled in the Master Survivor University, how they know when they sign up for the first learning track and become an apprentice, this is the gateway for a new career. In this 1 year study, you, the student, you know, will help. You are the patient. You are the patient. And within 6 months, we'll do another test and we'll show you, and part of your apprentice work is get you yourself in top physical and mental shape. You will learn how the body and the cells will do all the work. In just 1 year, you can start an exciting new career and help all your patients to control their body, mind, and, you know, and their health. You know, because they don't have to worry that anymore, because they're not getting sick anymore. Hippocrates said, true life is homeostasis. When you become a Master Survivor Health Professional, you will help all your patients live this life of homeostasis or balance. And they'll never get sick again. This is what America needs more than ever. The future is brighter than ever. And it's time we all get back on our feet and become the Master Survivor and help others to achieve total wellness. You can become a Master Survivor Health Professional or just be a Master Survivor by going to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on our website. You know, you can see right there's three things: the Master Survivor Program, the Master Survivor Show, to hear any back shows you miss. You can hear any replays that you want. Just click on the replays. Or the Master Survivor University. There's three things there to choose from. And if you choose the Master Survivor University, you can start a new career today as a Master Survivor Health Professional. To be free of illness, just go to the website, themastersurvivor.com, and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program to get started with the number one and number two to get on the road of good health and become a Master Survivor. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm here to help you avoid all the pitfalls and all the this massive extermination program. Just become a Master Survivor and survive. You don't have to be a number or a statistic in their pernicious elimination program. Become a Master Survivor and live and be free of disease today. Have a good week, everybody. This is Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.